Survivor, Heroes vs. Villains. The season finale was last night, and we told our producer no matter what, no matter how it ended up, this was the man that we wanted to talk to after beginning the journey with him a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, not coming out of King of the Jungle, but he is a king in our hearts. George joins us. Good morning.
Morning, George.
Thank you so much for having me back, and what a glorious ride that was.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, look, I think no one plays the game and no one quite enjoys the game as much as you, George. What is it about you? What's in your DNA that just gels so well with the Survivor format?
I just think being someone from Bankstown, you're just true to yourself no matter what, and then that's the secret to my success. A second time out there in Samoa, I made good deals for people that benefited me. I made great friends, including the winner herself, and I had an absolutely glorious time.
And Cliffo had a very good call regarding the winner.
Okay, so look, if you're going to watch it on catch up,
yeah.
Look,
spoiler alert.
Liz won it.
I actually won, everybody. Please send me $500,000. I'll send that invoice immediately.
Congratulations.
Send him the half a million.
Thank you.
You didn't make the top three. You were the last member added to the jury. It was taken out by Olympic pole vaulter Liz Parnov. And I said, well, if you're King George, surely we have a Queen Liz now. Like, Queen Liz is back, right?
I heard lies rather than Liz there, and all I heard was King George won Survivor, yep, and long live the king.
See, this is how George has gotten as far as he has. He picks and chooses what he wants and manipulates that to get him as far.
He picks and chooses his personal monarchy.
So it was a brutal final immunity challenge. So the four competitors were standing essentially on like a cross with spikes pressing into your backs. How you managed 3 hours, 50 minutes, George. Well done. But like, how do you, I can't even imagine the mental strength that you kind of have and physical strength. What is going through your mind during that 4 hours?
I just kept telling myself, I know eventually I'm going to eat more KFC, but sadly I can only win if there's KFC on the line, and I didn't that challenge.
Yeah.
Wow, man. We are kindred spirits.
The KFC has been a really big baited hook for you guys this series.
It has. Absolutely.
The moment of the show that I love so much. So Liz pulled you in. Obviously, there's no hard feelings for, you know, a bit of a hug, goodbye, whatever. But she then did whisper in your ear, I finally got you. Did you just leave it at that? Have you caught up with her since? Have you said, like, how does that all sit with you? And how did that pan out?
Oh, I couldn't be more proud of her. I'm the kind of person that I taught Liz basically the ruthless side of the game she needed to win. And I said it when I voted for her. I couldn't be more proud that she threatened me with an idol. She called me soft. And then she's the first person ever to literally vote me out. It was a job well done.
There's a bit of a humiliation kink, I feel, going on with King George over here, but we won't unpack that.
Don't question the king. Survivor, it's been an absolutely huge series. Like we said, Liz taking it out, that $500,000 coming her way. But George, every time you're on this show, mate, you win our hearts over, mate. So King George from Survivor, Heroes vs. Villains. Great to have you on again, mate, and good luck going forward. We'll see you for your third big series, brother.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.